Chuck Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, November 6th. Yes, that's what it is. It's early. It's early on a California morning. I am out in San Diego for a team lead summit. Yesterday went really well. I flew in on Monday around noon. It's always nice going east to west. You get a couple hours back and the trip goes quickly. So I leave Appleton at 7 a.m. and get back or get to California around noon, so I can still get in a half work day if all the flights and things line up. Sometimes it's early afternoon, sometimes it's mid-afternoon, but still get something done on that day. Craig and I did Technorama out of the hotel room, if you didn't hear that, if you're not a regular Technorama listener. That was fun. Haven't done a Technorama in a hotel room since, I think, the Podcast Expo days. Unfortunately, Craig wasn't there, and my end was Google Hangout only, so the audio is substandard for what we usually like to get for quality out of that thing. That was fun. The flight back is tomorrow morning, and that will take all day to get back, so I don't get any productivity except what I can get done on the laptop on the plane. I'm creating a series of videos, redoing some that I did almost a year ago for our technical best practices. That was my project from like August of 2012 to spring of 2013, documenting them, creating a workshop, getting people certified to teach this workshop, and now it's getting more viral within the ranks to get all of our technical consultants in professional services, the people who are actually out there implementing things for the customers, to get them aware of the technical best practices. And now that we've got the wiki up and running with all that stuff, about 15, 16 pages of information, we also have, the videos are out of date. And I'm redoing the videos. And I found that the people who had just the videos to study last year with no wiki did much better on the certification exam than the people who have just the wiki. Kind of odd. I don't know. Some people are readers. Maybe the videos actually helped. All I did is walk through the material, and maybe it was the examples I gave that helped sink in, or the talking head that you see on the PowerPoints or whatever. But redoing those, and I almost died yesterday. Okay, I didn't almost die, but my hard drive almost died. I keep all this stuff on an external hard drive because it's too big to fit on my internal SSD on my MacBook Air. And I was working on it Monday on the plane. I was working Monday at the office, and it was great. I was editing these videos and putting in annotations and moving the talking head image around as the slides would change and whatnot. Came in Monday or Tuesday morning, and the hard drive would not mount. It just sat there and flashed. And I went, oh no. So I ran Disk Utility and tried to salvage it. But after an hour, I figured it wasn't going anywhere. So I brought it to the IT guys downstairs. Fortunately, we have local IT guys. Another thing I miss about working in an office. Now, I don't miss too much, and I'm not saying I prefer it over working from home, but when you have a problem like that, it's nice to hand it off to somebody else. And the guy said, well, I got it mounted, and we can read it, so you might want to back up this information. So at lunch, I ran out and got a new 2 terabyte external hard drive. We hooked that up, he copied everything over, and by the end of the day, I had the 2 terabyte with all the important data running. Thank goodness. Verified that last night when I got back to my hotel room. And he said, you could actually use the old 1 terabyte drive if you just reformat it. Well, I plugged it in this morning and it worked fine again. So now I have a backup and a backup. So good to have a fallback plan. Once this project is done, I will likely reformat that 1 terabyte drive and use it in emergency case. So life goes on. My project's not set back. I'm at the office, sunrise on a San Diego morning. Changes in the air, but I will give you more of that later. So until next time, 101. Oh, you know what I didn't tell you? I didn't tell you that, how to contact me if you want to have comments or discussion or whatever about this. You can find me at chuckchat.com. This is the freestyle blog, an audio blog of my life. Address chuck@chuckchat.com if you want to communicate. Otherwise, you can find me on all sorts of social networks. C. Tomasi on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. Just look for Chuck Tomasi, the one that lives in Appleton. I don't know. I haven't checked lately if there's more than one me. I'll have to see. There seem, you know, with a billion people on Facebook, at least 70% of them still alive and kicking. You have to imagine that there might be another me out there. So I'll have to check. That's how to get a hold of me. You know, we do still have a listener line if you want to contribute a voicemail or call. In the U.S., it's 206-222-CHAT. Love to hear from you. Haven't heard from somebody in a long, long time. And now I got to get some work done. So I will talk to you later. Bye.